Good morning. Welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. My name is Scott Winters, and my pronouns are he and him. And it's really good to see everybody here today. Welcome. I'm so pleased to serve as your lay leader this morning for this welcoming and warm and joyful congregation. We welcome you, whether you are here in person or watching online. You are welcome, no matter who you are, no matter whom you love, or how you identify your gender, if you do. You're welcome no matter the amount of money that you make, your employment status, or where you are living. We affirm your spiritual practices, and we affirm if you have none. And you are welcome whether your heart and life are full, or if you feel empty, you are grieving, or you're hurting today. We are so grateful that you are a part of our time together this morning, of this beloved community of conscience and compassion. We especially want to welcome folks who are new today, who are visiting for the first time. We invite you to fill out one of our welcome new visitor forms, and you can do that either on a piece of paper that you can get out in the foyer, or there's a QR code on a piece of paper on the seat in front of you that you can scan with your phone that will give you the same information. And then we can add you to our email list, and you can receive our e-blast each week so you know what's happening here at WOOF and all the exciting things that we are doing. Our Sunday services are usually both here in person and online. And usually we live stream our services, but our internet is down today, and so we are recording the service that'll be posted on YouTube soon. So in our effort to make sure the space is quiet today, I invite folks to silence their cell phones. We really appreciate that. You'll notice the new art that we have, this beautiful photography all around us. This is by Samara Howell and Caitlin Hall. Samara is a member here at WOOF, and you are invited to the reception, which will be next weekend, July 8, from 1 to 3 p.m. We're going to have some light refreshments, and it'd be great to have you be there to talk about the art and share time together with them. We'll be having a coffee hour downstairs following the service today, and it's a great time to get together, share stories from your week, and to talk about the service, and just check in and see how everybody's doing. Our guest speaker today is Rosie Hamilton. Rosie has been a member of WOOF since 1976 when she moved here from Wyoming. She's been past president, served on the board, co-led the youth group, the volunteer coordinator, and the office manager. She's done a lot, and she's still doing a lot. At current time, she is serving on the auction committee and also on the stewardship committee. Thank you, Rosie, for all that you do for WOOF. And her message today is entitled, "Today is a Miracle." A look at what is important in our lives. And we're also excited to welcome Maria and Henry Fleury today. They are of the group Sticks and Tones. Very clever. They are longtime UUs and are visiting us from Prescott, Arizona. They have performed in concert halls, schools, libraries, congregations, and with orchestras across the United States for two decades. And if you happen to look in your teal hymnal at hymn number 1013, you'll see the contribution by Henry, "Open My Heart." So they're going to be having a concert for us today at noon, and everybody's invited, including the children. These folks are great at working with kids, and the kids are going to love their music today. And so that's at noon, and if you plan to stay for the concert, there is a free lunch downstairs for folks to enjoy before that. Welcome. We are so glad that you're here. We will now move into our chalice lighting. And today our chalice lighting is by Greta W. Crosby. As we light this chalice, we are glad of summer light that wakes color in the world so early and keeps it up so late. We are glad for the light of the mind that does not depend upon the time of day, the time of year, or the time of life to enlighten us and to beckon us inward, outward, and onward in exploration of the many realms of being. We are glad of the light of the heart that accompanies us. We are so grateful for light. Thank you, Rosie. We are glad of the light of the heart that accompanies us in our search for companionship in life, for worthy work to do, and for ways to overflow in joy and in deeds of courage and compassion. Let us rejoice in the many glad meanings of light. I invite us to say our welcoming affirmation together. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful and was wondrous. Let us open our minds to learn what is true and what is mysterious. Let us open our hearts to love one another and our neighbors. And now Maria, Henry, and Dan will now lead us in Spirit of Life. Our opening reading is by Bruce Marshall. Our lives are made up of small moments, sharing a meal with friends and family, wondering about a question that puzzles us, giving help to one another, listening to a person and being listened to, talking with another about something that makes us sad, and embrace a smile, a touch, offering a thought that might help just a little to make more sense of it all. Our gathering here is just such a small moment. It is a small thing we do in gathering, yet it is significant. May we affirm and celebrate the moments that we share here today. It is now time for the children, time for all ages, and so I invite all the children, as they feel comfortable, to come to the front and sit in the front row, and Maria and Henry are going to lead us in a special song today.
Teach me today. Does the person who talked to you usually stand right here? Yes? Gosh, I feel up here? Well, that'll make me feel too much like a conductor or a teacher or something. Gosh, I'll pretend I have a stool. I can talk to you more like on your level. That looks too funny, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Well, you guys might not know me. My name is Maria. And on the count of three, would you guys tell me your names? One, two, three. Ah. Hey, that was pretty good. Tell you what, everybody, why don't you join me on the count of three? And you guys come up here. Tell them to count to three, and they'll tell us all their names. Come here. Turn around. Look at them. Ready? Here we go. One, two, three. Ah, okay, that was more like it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You know, and you guys are going to help me with this song also, because we're talking about meeting new people. We're talking about things that matter. And one of those things is love and kindness and reaching out to people who are new to us. Like, you guys look like the kinds of kids who maybe when there's a new kid in the classroom, you actually go up and you say hi and make them feel comfortable. Yeah. Well, one way to do that is with a smile. And that's how we celebrate our loves. Our loves. So, could you guys take your fingers like this, like a peace sign, and would you make a circle to the ceiling? And that's the word for celebrate. Yeah, good. So you can try to catch me when I say celebrate. Yeah, join us in that. That's great. And then there might be another word that you might recognize. Do you guys know what this word is? Friends. That's right. Friendship. Very good. How about, yeah? All right. Good. So maybe you can catch some of the same ones with me as we do this. But every time we do celebrate, we'll really do this. Want to come up and stand with me? Yeah, I like having company up here. And I'll stand over here so you can kind of see when I'm doing it, okay? Then we can switch music. Oh, yeah. Everyone smiles in the same language. Everyone loves with our heart. Everyone feels the warmth of the sun. That's a good place to start. Are you ready? To celebrate, celebrate, celebrate our cultures. The things that make us different are the things that make us strong. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate our lives. And find the things we do a lot and try to get along. You know that everyone cries in the same language. Everyone hurts from within. Everyone knows the trust of a friend will make our hearts smile again. So we celebrate, celebrate, celebrate our cultures. The things that make us different are the things that make us strong. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate our lives. And find the things we do alike and try to get along. So if you see someone crying, no matter who they are, hold out your hand. You can shake your hand. Mine's a little cold today, sorry. And smile, and then they'll know you are their friend.
Thank you. We got this on convention.
Because everyone smiles in the same language. Everyone loves with their heart. Everyone feels the warmth of the sun. And that's a good place to start. So we celebrate, celebrate, celebrate our cultures. The things that make us different are the things that make us strong. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate our lives. And try the things that do alike and try to get along. Wow, that was pretty awesome. Okay, I have a secret. You guys have just helped me out, so you have become Sticks and Tones superstars. And when you become a superstar, you get a superstar bow. I'm going to ask them to clap and cheer in just a minute. And you're going to take a bow by looking down and counting your toes as fast as you can. 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. And then you look back at the audience with a look on your face that says, thanks, I know I did a good job. And if you want to add some style to that, that's fine too. You ready?
Like hope, trust, and love. Gratitude is both a feeling and a practice. You know, it shows up in the way that we listen when a heart is hurting, the kindness and love that we show our children, the way that we care for the land on which we rest. We are ever grateful for all of the early stewards of this land, beginning with the original peoples, the indigenous tribes, many of whom still live among us today and to whom our doors are always open. And we are grateful for the multiple ways that we show kindness here at WOOF, to love each other every day of the week. It's a practice of receiving and allowing ourselves to feel gratitude for the care and support that we receive from each other. So I invite you now to take a moment and to reflect on what it is to be a part of this community. What do you value from this community? What do you feel grateful for? And if you'd like to share some of those out loud, you're sure welcome to do so. And I know there's so much that we hold in gratitude in our hearts too, things that are left unsaid that we hold dear. And as we receive the offering this morning, I invite you to consider the gifts you have to offer, whether it be through financial contributions and sharing of your time, your energy, your creative ideas are so welcome. Your generosity makes a difference for all of us and helps us grow together in beloved community. The offering will now be given and gratefully received. Thank you very much. Please join us in our affirmation of gratitude and giving. Let us be grateful when we are able to give, for many do not have that privilege. Let us be grateful for all those who share their gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our needs, so that we may learn from the generosity of others. There is so much happiness in the world, much for which to be grateful. Goodness, love, and beauty grow within us and all around us. Together, here we create a large circle of celebration, deep enough and wide enough to hold the joy in our lives. And there's also pain that we know well. Each of us knows loss, disappointment, and all the ways that suffering can show up for us in our lives. So together here, we also create a circle wide enough and deep enough to hold all of the sorrow in our lives. Together, we create this circle of care that compassionately holds all of this sorrow and challenges of our lives. So as we feel all these feelings and perhaps take a deep breath, know that we're not alone, that we experience all of these together. So as you feel moved, I invite you to come up to the front, to our altar. And we have some stones and we have some water. Amid all of the noise and distractions in our lives, we take this moment now to be together in silence. I invite you into a time of meditation, reflection, or prayer, as is your tradition. This is a reading by Mary Oliver, Messenger from Thirst. My work is loving the world. Here the sunflowers, there the hummingbird, equal seekers of sweetness. Here the quickening yeast, there the blue plums, here the clam deep in the speckled sand. Are my boots old? Is my coat torn? Am I no longer young and still half perfect? Let me keep my mind on what matters, which is my work, which is mostly standing still and learning to be astonished. The Phoebe, the delphinium, the sheep in the pasture, and the pasture, which is mostly rejoicing, singing, since all the ingredients are there, which is gratitude to be given a mind and a heart in these body clothes, a mouth with which to give shouts of joy to the moth and the wren, to the sleepy dug-up clam, telling them all over and over how it is that we live forever. Maria and Henry will now offer some music.
One of my favorite John Denver songs goes, I wanted to let you know that I'm giving you this day to do with it what you will. I made it just for you. So think of this as your day. Use it well. How about finding a miracle? I have a picture at home with a calligraphy that states, each day contains at least one small miracle. Today is no exception. I'll talk about some miracles that are just waiting for you. I like the quote, burn candles, use nice sheets, wear the fancy lingerie. Don't save them for a special occasion. Today is special. Every day can be special if you choose to make it so. Since I'm talking about miracles, I went to the dictionary, where a miracle is defined as, number one, in theology, an event or effect that apparently contradicts known scientific laws and is hence thought to be due to supernatural causes, or number two, a wonder or wonderful thing. Either one works for me, but I prefer the second one, a wonder or wonderful thing. This morning in the comics, I don't know if you read the comics in the morning, but under Pearls Before Swine, Pig goes up the hill. The hill is the Holler at the Heavens hill. So he gets to the top and he says, oh, high heavens, there is so much suffering. Pain, fear, loneliness, desperation, wars, disasters, panic, disease, death. Give us one reason why any of us should want to go on. And the heaven says, love a dog. So he goes back down, picks up a dog, and says, it's all okay. Get outside every day. Miracles are waiting everywhere. Did you know that just 5 minutes of gardening improves both self-esteem and mood? It can also make you more tranquil, generous, and hopeful. Keeping a vegetable garden is worth a medicine cabinet full of pills. I have a vegetable garden, and it's a miracle. I think it's a miracle that we are still here. Now, that's a big miracle. So much happens each day, week, month, and year that finding us here at West Hills is certainly a miracle for us all. Robert Fulghum, the UU minister who wrote Everything I Learned in Kindergarten, writes, when small miracles work for ordinary people day by day, ordinary day, when not only did the worst not happen, but maybe nothing much happened at all, or some little piece fell neatly into place. The grace of what might have been but wasn't, and it was good to get off scot-free for once. The ecstasy of what could have happened but never did, and it was grand to have beaten the odds. Or the bliss of just what was for a day, when nothing special took place. Life just worked. He called these small miracles. I always thought it was a miracle that my two boys grew up without a major mishap. Now I'm holding out for miracles for my grandchildren. All of you who have children or have cared for children have experienced a miracle. I hope you're aware of that and treat each day with them as a miracle. Time spent with children or grandchildren is never wasted. Here at our fellowship, we care about people. We try to be there when someone is in need. I'm sure we fall short many times, but the successes should be noted and celebrated. We have CareNet that responds when someone needs help from the congregation, and hopefully we are contacted when someone does need help. Years ago, we used to read each Sunday, love is the doctrine of this fellowship. The quest of truth is sacrament. We don't say that anymore, but I think it's still a part of who we are. We try to be our best selves when we're here. Hopefully we do the same in our regular lives, too. Peter Morales, who was president of the Unitarian Universalist Association, wrote, we must realize that religion is more about what we feel and experience than about our opinions. Religion concerns that which links us to one another. I'll read that again. We must realize that religion is more about what we feel and experience than about our opinions. Religion concerns that which links us to one another. And Robert Fulghum, you can tell I like Robert Fulghum, wrote, a good man was granted one wish by God. The man said he would like to go around doing good without knowing about it. God granted his wish. And then God decided it was such a good idea that he would grant that wish to all human beings. And so it has been to this day. I believe we all do good without ever knowing it. Whether it's bringing a smile to someone's face or changing the way someone is experiencing a situation, we just don't know. There's a story of the Good Samaritan, which you all know, but what we don't know is how it influenced the lives of both of these people. They were both influenced by that action, but did they change their future behavior? I'm sure neither of them knew how the action influenced the other, but I'm sure it changed their behavior. I think this is one of the miracles of life. We do good, and we don't even know it. Sometimes, much later, someone would tell you how you influenced their life. It's always a surprise. There are many stories of teachers who years later find out that they had impacted a child to do something positive in the world. Of course, the teacher never knew that he or she had influenced the child in that way. Wouldn't it be nice if we told each other when we're positively influenced by them? Jack Handy wrote, Often when I'm reading a good book, I stop and thank my teacher. That is, I used to until she got an unlisted number. I guess it can be overdone, but we give it a try. One of the miracles in my life is that I'm still learning. One would think by the time I reached my age that I would have pretty much got it down. Not so. I'm always learning new lessons in life. I once taught my 6-year-old grandson to play Mexican train. Now, I have to admit that I'm competitive. I like to win when I play games. But he taught me to cooperate instead. He helped me, so I helped him. We both said thank you. And the idea of the game was to play, not to win. What a concept. Maybe that's why we say we play games. Winning isn't important, it's how you played the game. Losing isn't important, it's how you played the game. Years ago, we used to play non-competitive sports games, I should say, here in the sanctuary with the youth group, and then we involved the whole congregation. It was really fun. We laughed a lot and enjoyed one another. What else have I learned this year? I'm trying to learn to slow down. I haven't completely succeeded, but I'm getting better at it. When I tripped one year and had to take it easy for a week, I realized that I enjoyed laying on the couch with my leg elevated, just reading and being there. I really didn't have to move so fast all the time. I guess it sometimes takes a traumatic event for us, to stop and smell the roses. That in itself is a small miracle. Since then, I've been more aware of my body and what is happening with it. I'm walking taller. I feel taller, even though I'm not. Music is a way to relate to the positive things in our lives. I do listen to the words. Recently, I listened to the Golden Oldies station. Some of you may have done that. I really listen to the words. One that I always smile with is Cracklin' Rosie. It's really about a bottle of wine. But I chose it as my theme song when I had a radio show years ago. It made me feel good. Great words as well as the music. Cracklin' Rosie make me a smile. Another song that I can relate to goes, joy to the world, all the boys and girls, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea, joy to you and me. I have to clap and tap my foot when I hear that. Of course, Jeremiah was a bullfrog doesn't do much for me. I love to laugh. That may not be a surprise to many of you. Someone recently sent me an email attachment where a small child was laughing at his dog making bubbles. The dog tried to catch them. I saved it and looked at it every day. I can't help laughing along with the little boy. It's infectious. Being able to laugh in itself is a miracle. A good time to laugh is any time you can. Or as I read, life is short, smile while you still have teeth. Another song that has a wonderful theme is Beautiful by Christina Aguilar. I am beautiful and words can't put me down. You are beautiful and words can't put you down. We are beautiful and words can't put us down. What a lovely message. Always remember the compliments that you receive, and forget the rude remarks. John Denver has written so many songs. He says, I write songs to share the joy in my life. He wrote, music makes pictures and often tells story, all of them magic and all of them true. And then, it's been a good life all in all. It's really great to have a chance to hang around. And then, sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. And of course, Annie's song, which has been sung all around the world at weddings for years. I think having had someone like John Denver in the world has been a miracle. Music is a miracle. We're fortunate to have our singers here, our choristers. Are they still called choristers? Within our congregation, and special music, and of course, much music has no words but touches us. Another miracle. The book, My Stroke of Insight by Jill Bolt Taylor, explains how when we dwell on something, it gains importance in our brain. The more we let an idea or negative emotion or happy thought be relived, the larger and more weight it is given. So why do we let one negative comment that someone may thoughtlessly make disrupt our lives? I used to do training with a woman who was devastated when someone wrote something negative on an evaluation. She would think about it all the way home on her long drive. Overnight had trouble sleeping. Next day she still had it in her head. She just couldn't let it go, and it was just one remark. Some of us let one person's comment, opinion, or action influence our feelings about Wolf. It's probably only one person's feelings, not the congregation's. And yet, I've heard people bring up something that someone said way in the past as if it were right now and hurting. Jill Bolt Taylor, again, said, I knew that no one had the power to make me feel anything except for me and my brain. Nothing external to me had power to take away my peace of heart and mind. That was completely up to me. I may not be total control of what happens to my life, but I certainly am in charge of how I choose to perceive my experience. She says, you and you alone choose moment by moment who and how you will be in the world. I encourage you to pay attention to what is going on in your brain. Own your power and show up for your life. Many of us do exactly that, and I think that's a miracle when we are able to do this. I hope that we will all learn to own our own power and show up for our lives all the time. That would be a miracle. How often we say something off the top of our heads without even thinking how it will be perceived by another person, or making a comment to someone about some other person. It's amazing how quickly that gets back. Or it may have been a misunderstanding. I think many of us think we understand when we don't check it out to be sure. For example, a policeman saw a woman knitting as she drove. He pulled up beside her and called, "Pull over." She said, "No, scarf." And Jonathan Katz wrote, "When I was driving here, I saw a sign that said, 'Caution, small children playing.' I slowed down, and then it occurred to me, I'm not afraid of small children." The amazing thing about communication is that we think it has occurred. When it does occur, that is a miracle. How can we do relationship better? Sometimes just thinking for a minute or two before we speak could help. I've started to wait to answer emails before I trust my first reaction. I found that this has been very positive. Who knew that waiting could put things in perspective? I think that's a miracle for me. It's also a miracle that anything gets accomplished. We humans are really weird. We have high expectations of ourselves, and when we don't live up to them, we think we have failed. We often spend time criticizing ourselves. When we berate ourselves, we might stop to think, who is doing the yelling? And whom are we yelling at? There was a woman who could take criticism in stride. She admitted to being a less than fastidious housekeeper. One night, her husband returned home from work, walked into the kitchen and said, "You know, dear, I can write my name in the dust on the mantle." She replied, "Well, darling, that's why I married a college graduate." There's a story of a troubled man who went to his rabbi. "I'm a failure," he said. "More than half the time I don't succeed." So the rabbi sent him back to look at page 930 of the New York Times Almanac for 1970. This is what he found, the listing of the all-time batting averages of all the greatest baseball players. Ty Cobb, one of the greatest sluggers of them all, had a lifetime average of .367. Even Babe Ruth didn't do so well. So the man went back to the rabbi and said, why? And he said, Ty Cobb, 367, he got a hit once in every three times at bat. He didn't even bat 500. Ah, said the man, who had thought he was a wretched failure because only half the time he did succeed at what he must do. What does it take to feel like a success? Batting 500? Or are you holding out for 1,000? And what is success anyway? It's a miracle when we can accept who we are and what we are. When we accept that, we aren't ever going to be perfect. It's how we play the game. That's what counts. As the Rolling Stones song goes, you can't always get what you want, but sometimes you can get what you need. And what about expectations? A grandmother wrote, there hadn't been a girl born in my son-in-law's family for 89 years. So my pregnant daughter told her firstborn son, Robert, that he would soon have a baby brother named Andrew. However, the baby turned out to be a girl, of course, and they named her Laura. Soon after, Robert and I were in a waiting room, she said, and noticed another mother scold one of the active twins. Don't do that, Andrew. Come here, Andrew. Robert's eyes were very wide as he nudged me. Is that the kid we were supposed to get? I think Unitarian Universalism is a miracle. Here at West Hills, we make miracles every week. You and I are responsible for them. We have many committees working in our fellowship to make it prosper. How many of you belong to at least one of these? The fellowship is working, and it's because people care about who and what we are and show it by giving of their time and money. It's a miracle that we're still here and have thrived for over 70 years. This is a special tribute to all of us who make it happen. We have inspiring music, great art on the walls, a program for children, paid staff, social events, a social justice program, Buddhist meditation, and many unsung heroes who keep our facilities looking good, plan our programs, and work behind the scenes. It has been a miracle. We have a place for everyone, from the coffee servers on Sunday mornings to the board members who have our backs. If you knew there's always room for you, you too can make it a miracle here. No man is an island if he builds bridges. We have lots of opportunity for bridge building here. I know no one joins a church to serve on a committee, but is a way to build a bridge. I guess what I've been saying is that we really are a miracle individually and as a congregation. West Hills is a miracle perched here in Washington County. And remember, as I recently read, Mona Lisa's coy smile isn't the only smile worth a fortune. According to researchers, a megawatt grin from a loved one can produce the same brain waves as winning the lottery. What's even more valuable? The long life you may enjoy from wearing your own happy face. One study found that those who smiled the most lived an extra 7 years. Smile. So flex those facial muscles every chance you get. Make a miracle. We have a lot to smile about at our own little miracle right here at West Hills. Mary Oliver, the wonderful poet, asks each of us, tell me, what is it you plan to do with that one wild, precious life? Look for miracles, I would answer. Remember, life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in an attractive, well-preserved body. But rather to skid in sideways, Chardonnay in one hand, chocolate in the other, body thoroughly used up, totally worn out and screaming, wow, what a ride. A miracle is a wonderful thing. So remember, this day was made especially for you. Find a miracle.
And just a reminder to join us for the concert by Maria and Henry at 12 o'clock. And there is lunch served downstairs as well for those who'd like to enjoy. So as we extinguish our chalice, may the miracle of our lives continue to surprise, teach, and guide us into greater understanding of all life and how to live together in harmony. We extinguish this flame, but not the vision and compassion of our faith. May they stay with you until we meet again. Carry the flame of peace and love until we meet again.